Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez, and Happy New Year. Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now brought to you by Lakeshore Bank. You're putting people first since 1891.
Once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Let me run down what's going to happen today because we are standing by for the president to speak about the incidents in Venezuela. So stay tuned to the radio for that. We're being told that it's going to happen at 11 a.m., although we don't know for sure if that's exactly the time. And again, we will let you know as soon as we know. In the meantime, we'll spend the hour speaking with you and saying good morning and Happy New Year. And we have a very special guest that I'll introduce in a minute. In the meantime, the next cooking class is coming up on the 12th of January, where it is a class in making pasta. If you've been interested on how to make pasta, this is the class for you, January 12th. The class after that is February 2nd, Cheese 101, and March 2nd, Sauce 101. And then in April, we are traveling to the Amalfi Coast. Check out all of the upcoming Come Home to Cortez cooking classes by going to cortez.net. Look for the Come Home to Cortez drop-down menu there, and all the classes are listed. If you received the gift of a class, well, you can redeem that by going to our website as well. As I mentioned, a special guest in studio, and we're glad to have with us Franchelle Parker from an organization called Open Buffalo. Good morning, Franchelle.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, this is such an important topic, and the whole premise here that we're going to be speaking about with Franchelle involves an East Side Soil Project, which is quite daunting when you think about exactly what we're going to unfold for you here. But let's start at the very beginning. First of all, tell us a little bit about Open Buffalo.
Yeah, we've been around since 2013. It was a collaboration of about two dozen grassroots organizations that said we're stronger together. And there's deep systemic issues in our community that one organization, one sector, had not been strong enough to tackle on its own. And so we were founded on that premise of how do we come together, train new leaders in our community so that we can fight. Mm-hmm. We can fight for better services, stronger neighborhoods, and a brighter future for our children.
This story is quite depressing to actually believe that this is exactly a condition that exists on the east side of Buffalo, and that is the contamination of the soil. And it starts around the neighborhood of American Axle. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, it started because community and residents started organizing. And we were brought into the conversation. Some of the residents that have been in that neighborhood for 25 plus years said, something is happening in my backyard. I don't know. One of the residents talked about his wife going into the backyard and gardening without her shoes on. And he believed that the amputation of her toes were because of contaminants that were being leaked from the former American Axle site.
Oh my gosh.
And when we heard that story, we were like, okay, we have to do something. We have to investigate what's happening not only in this family's backyard, but what's happening in the surrounding community.
Mm-hmm.
And so residents came forward and, you know, they just didn't know. They didn't know. And so we said, okay, we believe that we can find resources in order to test a small geographical area in our city and really figure out, is something leaking from the former American Axle General GM plant, or is there something else?
Mm-hmm.
And what we found was that it's something else, and it's much greater than I think anyone could have ever expected.
What is that?
We found that as of right now, there are not toxins being leaked from the former GM plant. I think that that's important.
Yes.
Many residents maybe still feel as though something is still in the soil. But from the testing that we were able to do, we did not find that that was the case. What we found is that there are many more heavy metals, including lead, which, you know, I think that we have a lot of conversations in our community about the compounding not just the compounding impacts of lead, but the compounding sources of different places where lead is leaching into our homes, from our backyards to lead pipes. That's something else that I think is really important for us to talk about as it relates to the east side of Buffalo.
So the discussion then has evolved somewhat away from American Axle being the source of this to a bigger issue, and that is the use of lead in our society up until the late 70s, and the permeation of that lead that has permeated into soil that still lives there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so we tested, we interacted with well over 3,000 folks in the community. Some residents were renters, and they said, you know, hey, I don't want to rock the boat with my landlord. So I don't need to test anything,
yeah.
Right? There was a lot of fear from residents.
Sure.
Some people were like, hey, I'm just better off not knowing. I don't agree with that, but yeah, some residents did feel that way. So ultimately, we ended up testing over 200 homes, again, in this geographical area.
Specifically the soil? Okay.
Yes. In the front yard and also in the backyard,
mm-hmm.
To make sure that we did numerous spots in the yard to make sure that it wasn't just a fluke, and that we were able to see if it was just one thing or if it was a deeper issue.
Did you find it being that it in a concentrated geographic area?
Yes. We were finding that all throughout the east side that there's definitely hot spots, and we'll be releasing the full report on where the hot spots are. We can't necessarily say what we think the sources are besides the demolition practices from the city administration.
We'll get into a discussion about where it could be coming from when we come back. In the meantime, if you know somebody who lives, and give us the geographic footprint that we're talking about.
It's a 1 mile radius from the former American Axle site. That's where we were hyper focused.
So 14208.
Yes.
And where else?
Just that particular
208.
Yeah. If you live near the Delvin Grider Community Center, you are eligible to have your backyard and your front yard
so that
tested.
Would put you all the way up to Main Street, all the way around Canisius College, all the way up to the Skajakwita, and then all the way to Delvin, beyond Delvin, right?
I don't have the exact map.
Okay.
But we can, if folks email me if they're interested,
sure.
I'll give out my contact information.
Safe to say 14208 is where you're focused.
Correct.
Okay. So if you know somebody who lives in 14208 and they haven't had their soil tested, we'd like to hear from you this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. 803-0930 in the 716. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open and it's operating for your text. Same as our call-in number, 803-0930. Remember, as I said, we'll be staying in touch with Fox News. As soon as we hear of the president stepping to the microphone, we will step aside for the latest update out of the news from Venezuela. In the meantime, pick up the phone and give us a call. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Improvements? Well, you've come to the right place. Our sponsors have proudly earned the Hammer Time Seal of Approval by operating with honesty and integrity. So remember, to buy right the first time, buy from a Hammer Time partner. Buffalo homeowners, Dominic Cortez here. Wonder Windows is offering year-end savings with $200 off every window you purchase. Qualified buyers can also get 0% financing for 60 months, making premium high-efficiency windows more affordable than ever. Wonder Windows is local and family-owned, offering the high-performance Okna 800 series and a lifetime warranty on every window. Call 716-873-1600 or visit wonderwindows.com to schedule your free estimate. These offers won't last. Wonder Windows, don't pay too much. Dominic Cortez here. Kitchen & Bath Unlimited has extended 25% off decor and cabinetry, and this is a smart time to take a look. If you care about quality and price, this is a place I trust. You work directly with experienced designers who know how to get it right, whether it's a kitchen or a bath, but this savings won't be around much longer. Visit kitchenandbathunlimited.net. Set up an appointment with a designer.
Kitchen & Bath Unlimited.
Take advantage of 25% off decor and cabinetry while you still can.
Looking to bring the gym to your home? G&G Fitness Equipment has everything you need to build the ultimate home workout space. With premium treadmills and bikes, the top quality strength equipment and saunas, G&G offers top brands like Inspire, Life Fitness, Matrix, Gronk Fitness, and more. Plus, enjoy financing options with zero down and 0% interest. Visit us at Williamsville and Orchard Park or online at ggfitness.com. Let us help you build your great.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Ten 19 is Hammer Time. Good morning. It's Dominic. And how are you? 803-0930. We're speaking with Franchelle Parker. And Franchelle is the founding executive director of an organization called Open Buffalo. And what's intriguing about this is the study that's being done with the cooperation of the DEC in a concentrated area, Delaware, Delavan Grider, 14208 zip code, on levels, lead levels that are permeated into the soil. So beyond the actual structures and the, you know, we talk about lead being sourced there as far as the contamination, mm-hmm. lead paint on windows, lead paint on siding. You know, this is the consequence of what you mentioned, demolitions that have occurred over the years where that lead now lives in the soil mm-hmm. in what we may have been an empty property once the building was torn down.
Yes. Yes.
So let's spend a minute or two talking about that. The prevalence of lead is the issue, and the fact that it's permeated in the soil, and people are planting perhaps a garden in this mm-hmm. soil. Mm-hmm. What are the consequences of eating plants or vegetables that are grown in contaminated soil?
Yeah, and I also want to add, we've done some work to help the city of Buffalo identify where residential lead pipes are as
okay.
well. And so again, like there's these compounding
right.
sources
right.
of
it's
where-
a layered effect.
But there's, right now there's over 60,000 unknown or lead residential pipes just on the east side alone. And so when we're talking about planting in contaminated soil, we're also potentially talking about watering your garden with contaminated water, right? Mm-hmm. And there's they say that there's other ways to protect yourself from the water, like you let it run for 60 seconds and then mm-hmm. hopefully the lead gets flushed out. Mm-hmm. But again, there's multiple sources of where lead contamination can come from. And so we encourage, in addition to the residential soil sampling, just giving education in how individuals can protect themselves from gardening and raised beds, to making sure that you've identified the lead line.
So with that said, let's talk for a minute about that. If we were to garden, mm-hmm. how would you recommend that people within the affected area plant a garden?
I think it's, you know, we have an industrial pass here in the city of Buffalo. I encourage everyone to garden in a raised bed. If it becomes a little bit more difficult if we're talking about planting an apple tree in your backyard,
right,
or a pear tree.
Right.
And so there, I do think that individuals, one, education, and what is your backyard actually impacting your front yard before you plant trees or elderberry bushes or blueberry bushes. That's really important to know what's in, because you can't plant a tree in a raised bed, right?
Right. So talk for a minute about the long-term effects. How long does the lead live in the soil?
It, without a solution, it's there. Heavy metals just stay.
Permanently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's permanently affected unless it's in some way eradicated. And there's no real way to dig all that out. But there are things that can be planted that might reverse the effects of lead.
And so when we talk about potentially, let's say, 60,000 homes just on the east side that could potentially be impacted by lead and other heavy metal contaminants, to think about extracting 2 feet of soil.
Right. Impossible.
And, you know, it's impossible. It's cost prohibitive. But there are some longer term solutions, such as planting mycelium mushrooms. I'm not sure residents want to plant a backyard full of mushrooms, mm-hmm. right? But there are some creative solutions, like, you know, sectioning off your yard and saying, okay, well, for these particular growth seasons, I will plant sunflowers. There's individuals that on Jefferson plant sunflowers in vacant lots as a way to
release. Sunflowers help as well?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Hemp is also another plant that extracts heavy metals in, because Western New York has a shorter growth cycle, it takes a little bit longer here. But in other parts of the world, hemp could potentially extract heavy metals in growth seasons as short as 3 years.
Let's talk for a minute about the ill effects that come from exposure to lead. Again, even in the concentrated neighborhood we're talking about, what have you seen as far as the children that are born in this community?
Yeah. So the Partnership for Public Good released a study, I believe 4 years ago, that looked at, and one startling fact that came from that is that there's zip codes in the city of Buffalo that have higher blood lead levels than Flint, Michigan. And typically when folks hear about lead and contamination and the impacts on the body, we think about other places besides Buffalo. And I think that was an important study for individuals to know that, again, because of Buffalo's industrial past, that lead and contaminants are everywhere. And we have to be proactive, especially in protecting our children. Mm-hmm. But we are seeing that, especially in 214 and 215, have some of the highest, 214, yep. Have some of the highest blood lead levels in the nation.
Now, how does this play out as far as education, criminal justice, all of these things?
Yeah, that's a really important question, and that's a part of what we're trying to study. as we're looking at, you know, we try to send our children outside, get off your tablet, get off the game, go outside and enjoy yourselves, right? And we have no idea the level of contaminants that we're sending our children into. But we know that higher exposures to lead lead to agitation, violence, and an inability to concentrate, lower test math and reading comprehension test scores. And we know all of these contribute to in-school, out-of-school suspension, community-based violence. And so that's what we're really looking for, correlation between lead exposure and the other deeper systemic issues that we're trying to solve as a community.
Now, how would you relate the contamination from simply playing in a yard that's contaminated with, as opposed to ingesting lead? I mean, is there a similarity there in that just by touching it, you could obviously ingestion is the key, right? You have to ingest it. But how would that happen if you're just simply playing in a yard?
Our hope is that if you're playing in the yard, that you go in the house and that you wash your hands.
Yeah.
We know, like, depending on what, like, if you're just riding your bike, like, you know, you're pretty safe, right?
Yeah.
But if you have your monster truck and you're doing this, and then the soil is blowing up into your face and you're inhaling, we know that you don't just have to ingest. You can also inhale. If it's underneath your fingernails, mm-hmm. and you go in the house and you eat, and so there's ways that you can protect yourself even if you are living with lead contaminants. There's, you know, just healthy hygiene, those friendly reminders. Young people, wash your hands. If you don't remove your shoes and you go into the house, so there's definitely ways that you can.
You mentioned the lady who lost her toes by walking barefoot in it. Was that correlation made from the contamination?
It was not.
Okay.
It was not. But there's our, when we think about, like, why, out of all of the environmental issues that we're facing in the community, why did Open Buffalo decide to assist on this? It was the stories that our residents were saying.
That made you realize there was an issue.
And, you know, thank goodness that the residents stepped forward and say, hey, like, I don't know what's happening, but something is happening in my community and we need help.
When we come back after the news, we're going to spend some time talking about the long-term kind of bigger picture issue as to the whole East Side Buffalo and how this impacts that, as well as the whole idea of the property values that might have some degradation in the long-term sustaining of a community, and being able to get people to come back and revitalize these homes. This is kind of all part of that big picture of how do we fix something like this. I mean, this is a challenging task. And Franchelle Parker here from Open Buffalo. Participate if you'd like, 803-0930 in the 716, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And you can comment on our text board as well. Call our text number, same as our call-in number, 803-0930. I know that we talk about this being a concentrated footprint, but the problem, of course, is more widespread than just the neighborhood we're speaking in. But the resources to deal with it are limited to what your task is, which is that footprint of that area right now.
Correct.
Okay. So it is coming up to the bottom of the hour. And as I mentioned, we'll staying in touch with Fox News as to the timing of the 11 a.m. news conference by the president. He'll be speaking about what happened overnight in Venezuela. And we'll be learning about that. And, of course, the latest from everywhere around the world, from our WBEN newsroom. Stay tuned. We're back with more of Hammer Time Radio right after this.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Paul Stevens. U.S. forces conducting a series of strikes in Venezuela early this morning, capturing President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, President Trump, on Fox and Friends weekend.
If you would have seen the speed, the violence, you know, they say that, the speed, the violence, they use that term. It's just, it was an amazing thing, an amazing job that these people did.
Meantime, Colombian presidential candidate Juan Carlos Pinzon, also on Fox, praising the operation.
This goes very straightforward to leaders that are allowing criminals to expand and take over countries is unacceptable.
Maduro and other Venezuelan officials were previously indicted on narco-terrorism charges back in 2020. President Trump expected to reveal more details at a news conference at 11 a.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 10:31 from the WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom. I'm Chris Giacobello. Here's what's happening. Code Blue has been issued for tonight in Erie County and the city of Buffalo as the 100 East Tupper Street shelter will be open overnight from 7 until 7. Code Blue clients will be permitted at the NFTA Metro Transportation Center from 5 until 7 tonight to get bus tickets to the shelter when Code Blue is called, as clients will not be allowed to wait at the transportation center outside of those hours. Niagara County Clerk Joseph Yastrzemski said yesterday that a computer malfunction in the state system is preventing the Lockport DMV office from both processing and renewing driver's license applications. Yastrzemski stated that the Lockport DMV is still open to conduct other business, but those who need to process a driver's license immediately should go to the DMV offices in North Tonawanda or Niagara Falls, as the system is not expected to be back up until Tuesday. State regulators announced yesterday that the number of legal cannabis shops in New York State nearly doubled in a year, which has reached a new high of more than 550 dispensaries. Legal sales of cannabis have topped $2.5 billion since legalization back in 2021, generating more than $360 million in tax revenue for the state. As the state's Office of Cannabis Management said, over 500 licensed dispensaries had opened in the state as of November 30th, nearly doubling from the 261 dispensaries in 2024. WBEN News Time is 10:33. The Just Call Jed First Alert forecast for today. We're going to see mostly cloudy skies with some snow in the area as the high will look to be near 25. And tonight, intermittent snow and flurries in the area with a low near 20. Tomorrow, expect morning flurries, but otherwise cloudy throughout the day with the high near 27. And Monday, periods of snow as 1 to 3 inches is expected with the high near 32. Right now, it's 22 degrees, feels like 11 with cloudy skies outside our Amherst studios. I'm Chris Giacobello. The WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom is the news feed that never stops. Stay in the know and follow our updated X feed for the latest by following at WBEN.
Miss a show, segment, or interview? Download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. Favorite WBEN and listen live to any of our content on demand, wherever you are. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Brought to you by Buffalo's Choice for Savings, Wonder Windows. Don't pay too much.
Well, we are witnessing an old-fashioned winter, right? And that cold and flu season is in full swing. Reduce the spread of germs and bacteria by lowering the particle count in your home. With this real winter weather, hopefully you are staying indoors more. Well, that may not be the healthiest place for you to hang out. If you haven't had IAP out to clean your ducts in the last 3 to 5 years, keeping you and your family healthy during this flu season requires some extra effort. Smart families are taking steps to reduce particles in their homes, which are the primary transport vehicles for the spread of germs and viruses. You know, like tiny little spaceships bleeping around your house. But instead of aliens, they are carrying virus, bacteria, and mold. Did you know that an EPA report says that over 3,000 virus particles can be released into the air from a single cough or sneeze? These tiny particles can remain airborne indefinitely, waiting for you to breathe them in. And your home's ductwork system could be a very unhealthy place as well. What lurks deep down in your ductwork, the dust, the dead skin cells, the bacteria, the mold, the dust mites, all lingering down there. And if they haven't been cleaned out in the last 3 to 5 years, well, indoor air professionals can come to your rescue. Peter Gordon joins me on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, very good description there. And, you know, at the end of the day, everything you just stated there is about getting people healthy. You know, and 90% of our customers let us know how much healthier they are after a thorough duct cleaning. And some even stop taking medication or using their inhalers for asthma. And, of course, there might be those without duct work, or they're ready to take the next step
in improving the indoor air quality, which is a medical-grade air purifier that are 40 times more efficient than HEPA-filtered units.
Well, Diane never goes to sleep without turning it on. The white noise is a benefit, but also the cleaner air that we're breathing with the medical-grade air purifier. And, of course, going two stories down from our bedroom to the basement, Peter, the awesomeness of the amazing April Air high-capacity dehumidifier doing its job to keep the basement free of moisture. Peter, the cold January weather is here. What can we do to entice people to pick up the phone and give them a call, give you a call right now?
All right. So first of all, for the duct cleaning all-inclusive package, which includes the Canberra sanitizing, and if you have a standard one-inch filter, a high-efficiency antimicrobial filter, you can save $175 off that. You can save $350 off the Healthway Portable Medical Grade Air Purifier that covers 1,200 square feet that you just mentioned. $300 off that April Air High Capacity Dehu. And lastly, $400 off the Super V Healthway whole house unit that hooks up right to your furnace. 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. And you just got to call me today. It'll only take us about 5 minutes to get you an estimate for duct cleaning, and we can get you on the schedule to get you and your family breathing easier.
Well, here it is, a brand new year, and it's how about making the resolution to start it off right with clean indoor air, and there's only one place to go, and that's Indoor Air Professionals. Give Peter a call right now. Get those discounts that you heard about, and you can only get them today from Peter, 716-683-3000, extension 303. Sorry, extension 303. That's 716-683-3000. Extension 303 will drop you right into Peter's desk. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hi, this is Dominic Cortez. Quality matters, and that's why I recommend Ava Roofing and Siding. This past year, Ava completed 834 roofing, siding, and gutter projects. Their efficiency is unmatched. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on every job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimated project drawing for your roof replacement or repair by calling 343-ROOF or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers 0% financing. When quality matters, call Ava Roofing. Comfort starts with proper insulation, and most homes don't have enough. Dominic Cortez here for my trusted partner, USA Insulation. They start with a whole home assessment, checking your attic, walls, ventilation, and dryer vent for hidden drafts. Then they seal leaks, and with NYSERDA rebates, eligible homeowners could save up to 50% on insulation upgrades, helping offset rising energy bills this winter.
USA Insulation.
Call 716-431-4500 to schedule your inspection today.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as the Bills.
.10:40 is Hammer Time. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. My guest in studio is Franchelle Parker from the organization called Open Buffalo. And it was discovered that the soil in some east side neighborhoods have high levels of lead. And Franchelle's organization is helping kind of do the work of researching that to help by public education make people aware of this issue. Mm-hmm. And in so doing, making them aware that that there's solutions. And we certainly are getting to the bottom line here of this whole discussion. And that is not only public safety, the safety of the children living in this neighborhood, but also the whole value, economic value of the neighborhood being hopefully revitalized as a result of the awareness and mm-hmm. then the remediation that hopefully will ensue.
That's right. That's right. And I know we spent a lot of time talking about the impacts of lead on children, but it also greatly impacts our seniors as well. And so, you know, I didn't want us to leave that off as well. And we know that this is, it's not just an East Side problem.
Right.
This is a region-wide problem from the industry, DuPont and Niagara Falls, Tonawanda Coke, Bethlehem Steel. This is a part of Buffalo's culture. Like, our parents and grandparents grew up working in these places. Those have different levels of exposure. We've built our homes and our communities on contaminated land. I think the difference, and one thing that I want us to make clear today and in the study that's going to be released in the first part of the year, is that many other communities, cities have had the resources in order to remediate the toxins and the lead, and the East Side has lacked those resources. Mm-hmm. And so as we talk about, well, how do we make Buffalo a vibrant community that working class individuals want to come and raise their families in our neighborhoods, we have to take a collaborative approach to not only protect the most vulnerable in our community, but to increase the market value as well as our neighborhoods.
With that said, what do you think, and this may be just a gut response, but what do you think the negative impact has been on the property values of this concentrated area?
I think that there's it's a complex question, because there's a lot of things that are impacting our neighborhoods. The place where our office is, 14208, it's a food desert. When our community was impacted by the closure of Tops temporarily, where do folks have access in a walkable way to access fresh fruits and vegetables? Mm-hmm. That's something that impacts market values of homes. Contaminants impact that as well. If you think like, okay, well, this neighborhood has a high concentration of lead pipes. Am I going to have to make an investment to remediate the pipes in this house? Maybe I'll move to another neighborhood. And so we definitely need a comprehensive, from community-based organizations, block club leaders, churches have a role in this as well, to take a truly community collaborative approach in order to restore value in our and our neighborhoods have value.
Yes.
But to increase the market value of our neighborhoods, it has to be a collaborative approach.
So what do you hope to have happen here now that you know that this issue exists? Education certainly is going to help, but how do we fix this?
Mm-hmm. And again, once folks know what's happening, we can take greater precautions, not to just protect your individual house, but also like these things leak into our water systems. We have one of the only freshwater systems in the world. Like, it's our responsibility to protect those water systems. And if we can't keep contaminants from leaking into our water sources, that's something that's going to impact the entire region, potentially all of New York State. And so the education around that is key. We would like to call on our city administration to take a serious, comprehensive look at what's, you know, to take this study and to really think about, okay, what can the city do? How can we collaborate with the county as well as the state to maybe it's a commission locally that looks at regular testing of neighborhoods, potential hotspots, and making sure that our communities are protected as one potential solution. Another solution is to lower the what we consider dangerous lead levels from New York State DEC to match the EPA, which is 200. The state
explain that if you could, Franchelle, because there's a dichotomy there of levels that are deemed unsafe.
Yeah, we believe and advocate that no level of exposure to lead is healthy, but based on federal and state government, they say some level is safe. The federal, the EPA, says that 200 parts per million is safe. And New York State says that 400. But what we have found in just these 218 homes, that there are sites that are well over even the state's recommended.
Really?
Was it on universal? Average about 1,000.
Was it universal that you found those high levels at all the homes that you tested?
No. Some were well over 1,000 from 1,400, 1,600, some over that. And we found some on the lower levels as well. But we did find that some were well over even the state's recommended.
Was there a systemized approach to where you went in to test? Was it done in the same spot, you know, the backyard, then the front yard? Was it? Explain that. How was the testing done?
So we'll release the full study in the first part of the year. But we did take a systematic approach with multiple testings, both in the front and the backyard, to maintain some level.
Did you confine it to just soil, or was it an examination of the structure as well?
No, just the soil. And we made sure to not to just test at the drip line of the house, but to go into the actual backyard, because there could be things that are just dripping from lead paint in the house. And so you would see that there would be a higher concentration. And so we really wanted to make sure that we were looking for unlikely sources of lead contamination.
So this was a testing period that has now since stopped. It's ended, right? The
Correct.
Test period has ended.
Yes.
So if someone is still trying to learn about this, I'm sure you can educate them by giving them the awareness side of it, of how to protect their family. But there's no more testing available for a listener that might want to have their home tested.
We are encouraging individuals to still reach out, to still talk about their, even though for this particular study, the study has completed and we're releasing the full results in the first part of the year. If people are concerned, we definitely want to hear from them. We have resources that we can discuss in addition to the public education. If people feel as though they are being exposed to lead and they want more information, still contact us.
What we should talk about in the time we have left is exactly what those steps are to protect yourself from contamination. Obviously, you mentioned it's common sense, washing your hands, washing your children's hands, not letting shoes that have been outside come into the home. What else can you add to that list?
Folks can, they can call this City of Buffalo 311, and if they haven't, there's a survey that's still active where they can go into the basement of their home and take a picture of their pipes. I know it's confusing for a lot of individuals that have no idea what the pipes look like, but if you call us at Open Buffalo, we can tell you if you have a lead pipe. Mm-hmm. It's important for the city to know where the lead pipes are.
So is that documented somewhere? Is it kept a track of as to where there are still lead pipes?
Yes. The Buffalo Water Authority, because of the federal government, every municipality was mandated to provide a map of where lead pipes are at in the city. And as I was saying earlier today, there's 60,000 unknown pipes, and we believe most of the unknown pipes to be lead pipes. And so that's another awareness piece. If running your water for 60 seconds helps to flush out, that's another thing that you can do to protect yourself.
When we come back, we'll speak with Franchelle about what she hopes to be the benefit of this study once it's released, coming up in this first quarter. And we'll learn more about Open Buffalo. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN.
Lakeshore Bank believes in community banking. With exceptional customer service and local expertise, Lakeshore Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. From home financing to small business banking, Lakeshore Bank gives you access to state-of-the-art online banking tools and the attention, flexibility, and responsiveness you deserve. Visit one of Lakeshore Bank's 10 Western New York branches. Call 716-366-4070 or visit mylsbank.com today.
Buffalo homeowners, Dominic Cortez here. Wonder Windows is offering year-end savings with $200 off every window you purchase. Qualified buyers can also get 0% financing for 60 months, making premium high-efficiency windows more affordable than ever. Wonder Windows is local and family-owned, offering the high-performance Okna 800 series and a lifetime warranty on every window. Call 716-873-1600 or visit wonderwindows.com to schedule your free estimate. These offers won't last. Wonder Windows, don't pay too much. Hi, this is Dominic Cortez. You know I believe in investing in smart home improvements, and that's exactly what you get with California Closets. Their high-quality products and incredibly skilled design team don't just build shelves, they create custom storage solutions. So if you're looking to organize your closet, declutter your kitchen, or upgrade to a sophisticated entertainment wall display, I recommend one thing. Call California Closets. They offer a range of truly affordable options. Call California Closets for a complimentary consultation. 716-651-9393. This is Dominic Cortez for TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. Power outages can strike at any time, leaving your home in the dark. Don't risk it. Upgrade your electrical panel or install a whole house generator from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. For a limited time, when you purchase a generator or panel upgrade, receive a whole house surge protector with installation. Get trusted, reliable service from TRS. Call 716-825-9911 today and take control of your home's power.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
FM 1052 is Hammer Time. We're being told we're still staying tuned to Fox News as to the timing of the presidential news conference. Of course, we're here with you for you as soon as this becomes available. In the meantime, we're speaking with Franchelle Parker from an organization called Open Buffalo, and we're learning about a study that was done on 200 and some odd homes on the east side of Buffalo, basically revealing a lot of what we already knew about lead, but finding that it's gone beyond the actual footprint of the building and into the actual soils. And it may have a lot to do with homes that were torn down and the remains of that demolition kind of in the lead paint, just finding its way into the soil. So there's a lot to be said about the information that we've gathered here as to its value to prevent further contamination. But there's got to be some other goals that you want to achieve with the study that you've done and all the resources you put forth to put this study together. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're excited. So this isn't just a study just to release another study. It's a tool to spark community conversation and community collaboration. And so with the release of the full report, we're calling together Black club leaders, churches, elected officials, city, state, county, to be a part of really developing what does the solution look like. Because at the end of the day, it has to be sustainable. It has to be something that we the people can make sure and affordable.
Right.
And affordable. So we can say, hey, we want you to some government entity, we want you to come in and clean 2 feet of soil. We know that
that's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. So any solution that benefits the people has to come directly from the community. And so we're bringing together folks to really generate that comprehensive recommendation list and how we can sustain a piece of it and who else can help us sustain that.
So you're operating right at the core, right from the core of this community with your offices on Jefferson Avenue. If you were to have a magic wand, what do you think the 14208 and an adjoining zip codes need to really become vibrant communities again?
If we had a magic wand, I think our community is vibrant. I think that folks are resilient and are figuring it out. I think greater access to small business loans in order to repopulate the Jefferson corridor. We know that small businesses really sustain our communities. And so if I had a magic wand, there would be no empty storefront on Jefferson Avenue. That's how you create walkable right. communities and density in neighborhoods.
You mentioned the food desert, and of course, TOPS being reopened. That's got to be a big plus.
Yes, and we're hearing from working individuals that they can't afford the increase in food prices. When we were looking at the what's happening with access to fresh food and, you know, the SNAP shutdown that happened earlier this year or last year, I'm sorry, folks are like, I already couldn't afford food, right? And so having things like the Gail V. Wells Food Forest in JFK Park and really returning to community-centered ways of feeding ourselves helped to create vibrant neighborhoods.
What about jobs? What about the economic side of it? Getting people in that community to find meaningful employment. Is there a focus on that at all?
We just acquired 10 acres of land, and we are building for the people, by the people, a 10-acre ecology campus. And that will look at green sector workforce development when we're talking about even electrification, right? We know that that's not the end-all, be-all solution. Mm-hmm. We also need geothermal heaters. We also need passive house technology in order to heat our buildings.
That's great.
And so our young people can learn that. They're innovative, they're passionate, and so we just have to help connect the dots.
There you go.
And that's the workforce development piece.
We've got a question coming in, Theodore from Buffalo. Good morning, Theodore. You're on WEN.
Oh, good morning. I was just wondering, with that study, if there's anything that links violence to lead poisoning, and because the east side, and I'm from Buffalo, is rampant with violence, and I just wanted to know if there's anything in the study that substantiates or supports that the lead in the ground or the surrounding areas could contribute to that.
Mm-hmm. Where,
go ahead.
Yes, we are currently exploring that. We know that there is a direct correlation between agitation and inability to focus, aggressive behavior. And so we are looking at that as one of the possible solutions that we're looking to make recommendations around.
Okay. Great question, Theodore. Have you linked with the Erie County and with the task force, lead paint task force at all?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because that's also a great piece to the puzzle to try to get more public education and knowledge.
And that's, if nothing else, if folks aren't taking anything else away, our hope is that people understand how large of an issue and how from different places where contaminants are coming. And each task force, each organizations, if we all just do our own small piece mm-hmm. of the puzzle, we'll get there. So the lead paint task force plays a critical role. The grassroots soil contamination, that plays a critical role. What the Buffalo Sewer Authority is doing, all of these places are important.
I think it's also unfair to make it sound like it's just simply an inner city impoverished kind of problem. It's kind of permeated the whole culture with lead paint being at the core of it. Thank you, Franchelle, for spending the hour with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Open Buffalo and your website?
Yeah. People can go to openbuffalo.org. They can follow us on social media, okay. And we'll be releasing the study in the first quarter of the year.
We'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year.
What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.